Why I want to fart on your face. The 3rd of August 2022. My name is Angel and this is CVBNM. Episode number 1.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. I am not sure what kind of graphical details you want, but I had both men and women spit at me, point blank. From what Patrick has seen and read on the internet, farting is a fast-growing fetish. P would never flat out say, getting farted is my kink, before some dude picked it up. A guy getting farted while penetrating P is a bit odd, but I do not think it has ever happened. While this is not mouth-to-mouth farting, per se, this is gas coming from a fart coming out of your mouth. How holding a fart causes the gas that comes out of a mouth fart, also called a flatulence, is a natural part of your digestive process. Holding in a fart can keep the gas trapped inside of you, taking discomfort to another level. When you prevent the fart from getting out, part of the gas may travel up the wall of your gut and get reabsorbed back into your bloodstream. If you choose not to let a fart out, some of the gas will be reabsorbed back into the circulation. Gas needs somewhere to go, and often that is via the rectum. Most of the gases that escape through your flatulence can include smellless gases, like nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and methane, but a tiny fraction includes hydrogen sulfide, which causes a rotten egg-like odor. Most gases passed during flatulence are undetectable, as they do not have any smell. Gases from your gut are completely normal, and farts are a very rare indication of a problem with your body. Another possibility is that this is not farting at all, but rather some air has been forced down into the vaginal canal, where it is then expelled loudly. Do not forget, a fart may sometimes be a signal from your body that it is time for you to go to the bathroom. The bathroom is also a great place to go if you are feeling especially gassy, since farting is not socially appropriate, such as during a lecture or around a dinner table. When pressure from the stomach presses against the rectum, you get both an orgasm and farts, often with no smell, since your body is not trying to release any gases. I wanted to scream, no, emphatically say, that she needed to stop farting into my face, but could not bring myself to do so. He had probably farted about 5 times over the course of the minute, and showed no inclination to apologize, or even make a trip to the bathroom. Then she shared a few words about the fart on her face, a fart on her face that we shall never forget. Mira Jane sobbed as Mira Jane went back into my wonderful ass darkness, seeing nothing, as far as that last fart was, who knows how long it will last this time beneath Urza. Mira Jane replied, placing her hands over Urza's, but, she did not dare to even attempt pushing Urza away, as if she even could have, had she tried. Mira Jane's vision was all black, my beautiful butt crushed her face and smothered her entirely, all she could do was wait for Urza's fart. Mira Jane was about to cry, not being able to battle Urza's superior warrior, let Urza's salty spittle drop down her face like a waterfall. Urza answered Mira Jane waited once more. Mira Jane felt the weight of my wonderful ass heavily weighted on her face, she was not able to do anything about it, till Urza threw Urza's poop at her, waiting for Urza to throw Urza's poop at her once more. Urza asked Mira Jane to smell Urza's farts, and the most damning truth was that when Urza farted in Mira Jane's face, she felt and smelled death, dead fish, and trash all rolled into one. Urza's fart smelled this time as if a whole planet's worth of methane gas descended on her face. As Urza's fart continued for the infuriatingly long 15 hours, the only thing that kept her alive was smelling Urza's farts, so that she would not run out of air. I took off my iPod headphones, within seconds hearing the weak fart coming out of her bottom which was almost on my face. At first, I did not want to admit I was infatuated with the male friend's fart, but I finally decided to give it a try. Speaking with friends, Brad remembered that one mentioned that there was one particular girl who had been farting during science class. Brad was also asked whether there was a difference between men's and women's face floods, and if men's farts made him feel agitated the same way women's farts did. I found this one 2013 case study, in which researchers interviewed a man about his fetish for farting, and published his results in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. Given the paucity of eproctophilia studies, I posted to social media about looking for
guys who were aroused by farts. To get involved with the act of eproctophilia, Brad said that he would explain his fetish to his significant other, and hoped that they would be willing to perform it for him. At one point, for example, one woman accused Kevin Durant of enjoying women who would fart in his face while having a sexual encounter. Miriam Margulies said that she thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was a little too over the top, and claimed that he had been intentionally farting in her face at a late-day filming location.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Angel and this was episode 1 of CVBNM. See ya next time.
Podbot.ai